Is that Mariah Carey or a theme song?
I know. I started singing it and I was like, that sounds like all I want for Christmas is you.
Happy holidays.
Which is true.
Christmas cuties and holiday honeys.
Hanukkah.
And Astro. Kwanzaa.
What else is happening?
All stars.
Christmas. Winter. Time off.
The solstice.
Yo, huge. Yeah. I mean, that's happening. What's the date? It's the 20th. So tomorrow, It is the solstice. It's the shortest day of the year, but from here on out, the sun will be out for longer. A lot of astrologers actually call tomorrow the first day of the year, technically, because it has more meaning than like January 1st.
Well, happy New Year's Eve then.
Happy New Year's Eve.
What are we doing tonight?
I don't have any, I have no resolutions for myself other than just like keep doing you.
What does it say? Well, we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that, what it says in your astrology. Welcome to Map to the Stars. My name is Jeremy.
And I'm Michelle.
We are your filmy chartographers. And this is the podcast where we dive deep into and compare and contrast the astrological charts of the many filmic works of many diverse talents. We're not doing that today. We're not doing that today. We're going to run down. We thought we'd just have a nice light episode and talk about our astrologies going into this new year. And it already is Happy New Year's Eve.
But apparently. Also, we've watched a lot of holiday movies.
I was going to say that we haven't. I got the watch list right here. So we
wanted to talk about Christmas movies.
So what we're doing, yeah, we're talking about Christmas movies. Well, Christmas. Holiday. We're talking about holiday film fare. And the thing is, like, I have the watched list right here, and I was just going to run down, regardless if it's holiday or not, what we've been watching over the month. Mm-hmm. As a something nice to share, you know,
cozy.
Share the astrologies, share the films of the month.
Yeah.
'Tis the season. And we haven't watched like anything. So yes. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I don't know. We can kind of just jump right in, honestly, if you have anything else. I have no housekeeping, maybe some podcast plans that I have.
Yeah,
going into the new year, and we can wrap that up. The episode up like that. So
first thing we can talk about. This is obviously going to be out on a Wednesday instead of a Sunday.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Things, big changes.
No one noticed.
I definitely did.
In a year like this, days are arbitrary.
It's
much
a very
less
good point.
Release schedules. So what do you want to do first? Do you want to run through the films we've been watching, or
yeah.
Do you want to do like an astro little reading?
Let's do the films first.
Sure.
Because I think it'd be like a nice wrap up. Basically, yeah, we'll talk about the movies we've been watching. And the astrology this month in particular, wrapping up a crazy year, is actually just as nuts. So we'll talk about that and how it'll like affect the new year for both of us and for everyone. And then we'll say goodbye.
Okay, we started the season. We started this month with Mank.
Yeah, not a Christmas movie.
Not a Christmas movie.
Or a holiday movie.
What would you, I'm gonna ask you.
Noir.
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 Is that hot chocolate?
If I say it more, it'll sound more correct.
There is noir in Mank.
Mank.
I'm gonna ask you for like a word, just one word, summary of each of these films.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Even the two recently that I've watched by myself.
Sure.
I'm going to ask you for a one-word summary.
Love it.
So you gave me a two-word summary, technically, yep. Of Mank, noir. So thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we watched Last Christmas.
Garb.
Directed by Paul Feig, Emilia Clarke, some guy.
Cutie.
I don't.
Definitely a cutie.
Yeah, he's cute.
Cuter guy was the guy working at the homeless shelter. We both agree.
Yeah, I like that, how he wore his toques. Did he have a nose ring?
He did have a nose ring because he was really hip, and I was like, my type.
Nose rings are really hip. So you're really hip. You're calling yourself really hip.
Because I have a nose ring?
Was it on his left or right side?
I don't know. Do movies like flip stuff like your webcam does?
Which you seemingly learned. You were really confused why you were flipped on my Zoom yesterday.
But not on mine.
Yeah, duh.
I didn't know that at all. I was like, if I'm seeing it this way, I thought it was already flipped.
Dude, Lacan, mirror image.
Yeah, it threw me off. Threw me for a loop.
The baby finding consciousness.
you were the baby. Coming out of a loop.
You were the baby finding consciousness.
Yeah.
Last Christmas, Garb, I liked it more than you did. Actually, I can go through, I can give you my star ratings. I liked Letterboxd.
Yeah. You just want people to follow you.
I loved Letterboxd. I just joined this summer, though I've been logging my films since August of 2016. So according to the stats on Letterboxd, it doesn't count repeat viewings. So it might be closer to maybe like 550 or something, but I've watched 520 films since August of 2016. And this year alone, which again, maybe not repeat viewings, but I don't think I've repeated that many viewings. I've watched 100.
Except for Social Network.
Yeah, I think I watched that twice this year.
A holiday movie.
I've seen, I watched 171 movies this year, apparently. And so on Letterboxd, which is great. You can follow me, Ramos Foley. It's my last name. I can give you the, Mank, 3.5.
Yep.
Last Christmas, I gave it 2. This is all out of 5. I gave it 2. And what would you give it?
0.5.
Come on. It was fine. Whatever.
It was Christmases. Pretty lame.
4 Christmases.
I was crocheting through most of it. So I've seen it before. It's funny. I give it a 3. Oh.
I want, yeah, rating in one word.
Oh, shit. Okay, 3. My word.
Are you
relevant?
Literally joking me that, okay, my 4 Christmases, that's a 2 as well, I guess I gave it.
I give it a 3.
And I say, you give it a relevant?
I give it relevant because it's like, it's a Christmas movie. Like, what do you expect? It's
how
meets
is
expectations.
This?
It's acceptable.
Hey, for anyone listening, watch Last Christmas over 4 Christmases. I'm not even joking. That's nuts that you're saying relevant. It's like a baby pukes.
Acceptable.
Last Christmas is acceptable. I don't know why.
It's also, if you haven't seen 4 Christmases, it's actually 2 Christmases. It is not 4. They go back.
That's what I was
there
saying.
There are 2 Christmases.
That's what I was saying. Like, there are 4, but they focus on
there are 2.
Two
they
of
go
them.
Back and forth. It's 2 family Christmases, and they pretty much are just going, yeah, it's 2.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing that their parents are split. So it's 4 Christmases.
It should be 2. Anyway, let's move on.
But the whole idea is that the parents are split up. That's why it's 4 Christmases, not just 2 Christmases.
You're spoiling it. What if people haven't watched it?
Big Daddy, we watched on the same night. I gave that a 1-star. I had never seen it before, and I really didn't like it. What would you say?
I love Big Daddy. I call it my word. Sweet. I love that movie.
Fallen Angels.
I'd give it a...
I'm moving on.
Oh. I didn't give it a rating. I give it like, for nostalgic purposes, me and my dad used to watch it all the time. Not a Christmas movie, but I give it like a 5.
I have a headache. Fallen Angels. It's a Wong Kar-wai film from the 90s. Right after he makes Chungking Express, it's a bit of some scraps from plot elements that he used from Chungking Express. If you've never seen that movie, check it out. Go seek it out. It's on TIFF digital box office right now. It's great. I gave it a 3. It doesn't really work that well. Chungking's like a really good movie. It's charming. Mm-hmm. This movie is like all the depressing parts or all the seedy underbelly parts of Hong Kong that you get a glimpse of in Chungking, but it's a bit of a side plot. So imagine a side plot as a whole movie. It was like these like ghosts of characters. I only got scraps. I didn't like it that much. I couldn't relate.
I did like it. I give it like a 4. And my word, dark.
Quite dark. Literally.
Yeah, it was like a dark movie.
When was it during the day?
It wasn't quite noir, but it was dark.
There is no R in Fallen Angels. You're correct. For 400. We watched Happiest Season.
Ooh, 5 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 with Christmas Stewart and Mackenzie. What's another pun?
I don't know.
Mistletoe Davis.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, I loved it. 5 out of 5. You were, laugh a minute with this one with Dan Levy. He might as well have been doing like a stand-up
Whole time. The best. My word, heartwarming.
Okay, 8 Crazy Nights. Because I just saw like a Sandler thing because, again, I think it's familiar. This I have seen a bunch. I gave it a 1.5.
Oh, shit.
It sucks. There's a bunch of potty humor in it. There's like crap in deer teeth because they're eating a old man covered in poop who's been frozen. Which you said was great on a work meeting. You said movie was great.
Yeah, I did.
To your coworkers.
I'm bad at socializing with people and they all know it. So I'm just like digging myself into my awkward hole.
I don't want to pick on you. I'm just saying that's your word for this movie. Great.
I would give it like a 3. My word, Sandler, because it's like, it's just a Sandler movie. You know what I mean? And if you know me, I talked about this a while ago. One of my favorite movies, The Wedding Singer. But this movie, His whole character was just so...
So Sandler.
So, my word, Sandler.
The New York Times says so Sandler. So,
it's like a verb now. Or an adjective. Oh, it's an adjective.
Okay, so this is going well. So, let's do a transition. Okay, so the last two that we've watched for, that I only watched, because that was it. We watched four holiday movies this month.
Better than one. Better than none.
I went through it. The New York Times says better than none.
There was a dark year in like high school where I watched probably every Hallmark movie, like Christmas movie that came out that year. I didn't do anything else. No, absolutely not. No. I had a friend I went to public school with. She was in one of them. I was like, that's weird.
That's awesome.
But cool. Yeah, good for her. She's probably killing it right now.
Was she the one? Was she the one on Degrassi? Mm-hmm. Why you gotta trade her? Here I am. We're killing it with this podcast. That's shit, dude.
Go ahead, take it back.
Thank you. I'm into this podcast. So the last two movies I watched, Comedian, which is a Jerry Seinfeld biography road trip movie that he's building up a set after Seinfeld. I gave it a 2.5. It's Jerry Seinfeld and an up-and-comer, and they're both trying to like build up a set. They both end on Letterman. There's so many points to where like the editing can be fixed and make for a more interesting narrative and juxtaposition. What would you give it, and what's your word for it?
I like Jerry Seinfeld. Funny is my word. I rate it a 4.
Yeah, sick. Okay, and then I watched Spider-Man Far From Home, which I had not seen before. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Pretty generous for how formulaic it is, but Jake Gyllenhaal really kills it. And a lot of good performances in there. What would you give it? And what's your word for it?
Okay, I don't love superhero movies. I would give it a 2.
Yeah.
My word.
I like that about you a lot.
Yeah.
I love you so much, and I do like you.
My word? Action.
So Sandler. So Spider-Man. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
I mean,
we haven't watched anything.
Well, what was your favorite out of them?
Oh, well, no, but that's what I said that. Happiest Season.
Okay, love it. So
That'll be the that'll be a yearly watch. It's lovely.
That movie was nuts. It was
heartwarming.
It was heartwarming, my word. Let's take Kristen Stewart, Aubrey Plaza, Mackenzie Davis. Could you like guess their sign? If you were to be like, oh, she's a Libra or something.
Is Mackenzie Davis a Libra?
No.
Aubrey Plaza is a Gemini?
No.
But close?
Her moon's in Gemini.
Okay. Kristen Stewart is Aquarius?
No.
All right, tell me them.
So, wait, why did you guess Aquarius?
I picked it random.
Fuck. You don't know shit. That's okay. So what I realized, I did a list of like a couple of the actors that we've watched movies of. A lot of actors are Aries. And I guess that kind of adds up, but I was just like surprised by the number of Aries actors. So Kristen Stewart is an Aries. Mackenzie Davis, also an Aries. Aubrey Plaza, Cancer. I don't really get that because they go, she's just always a bad girl. You know what I mean? She just has like bad girl vibes. Like could be a Sagittarius. Could be like, yeah, a fire sign.
I would disagree. I think that the outward perception is she is, mm-hmm. right? But then she's a softie. She's a softie in this. She's a softie in Parks and Rec.
That is true. Yeah.
No, she always ends up, no, it's always that reversal.
That is true.
Yeah. She's not a baddie. She's like a softie. Cool.
Could you guess what Vince Vaughn is?
Give me a signifier, a verbiage for this sign, and I'll try to guess which one it is. Just describe it to me.
A signifier or verbiage, you're asking me.
Just describe it to me.
Fire sign, ruled by Mars.
Either Leo?
No.
Gemini?
Fire sign.
I don't know. I don't know. Shit.
Not Leo. It could either be Sagittarius or Aries.
He's a Sag?
No.
He's an Aries.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's like everyone else.
He's like everyone else. And then what is Reese? Last one. Fire sign. Ruled by Mars.
It's Aries? Yeah. That's why they are married. That's why they work so well together.
Oh, not actually. And I go, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, all these actors being Aries. I want to, like, do more research because I'm like, mm-hmm. out of this list, I have, like, 5 of them are Aries. And I go... There's more to this. Like, someone's done a study on this. Why are there so many of them that all want to be actors? Like, they're not Leo or something. Our next episode is going to be all about Aries celebrities. So like all of your favorite ones.
Robert Downey Jr., Big Sean, Matthew Broderick, Leslie Mann, Jim Parsons, Scott Eastwood with Clint's son at the end of that long list of actually, you know, somebodies. That's awesome.
Would you say that Scott is bigger than Clint at this point?
Nope.
Fair. Fair.
Okay. What are your, what do you like to watch around the holidays?
So I have this like weird nostalgic thing where every year,
and just
I don't actually watch it, but I always want to watch Arthur's Perfect Christmas. I have it on DVD. It's in this house somewhere.
Why don't you watch it?
It just makes me feel so warm inside. And like, I just have such vivid memories of that, like probably hour long movie. And I always want to watch it. So that is probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Christmas special.
Christmas special, because it's not a movie. Christmas
special, yeah. So that's
a
nice,
a TV special.
It's a TV special, not a movie, but it's great.
Phenomenal.
When he's jumping along the mall, I think that's like burned into my retina marinara memory.
There's a lot. Like the Tina the Talking Tabby shit. Like,
crazy
I
bus.
Wanted Tina the Talking Tabby. Like that whole thing.
DW is on fire in that episode.
I love
DW. You
want
to punch her in the face.
But anyway, phenomenal movie. My second, Die Hard, probably. So this is funny. I didn't actually watch this movie. I watched this movie for the first time like 2 years ago, right? And
yeah.
I had never seen it before. You told me to watch it. And it like, I've probably only seen it like 1.5 times.
Great.
Blew me away. I was like, this movie is
literally
phenomenal.
Literally, just like Snape.
Third? Come back to me. I'll pick a third. What's your favorite?
So my picks would be It's a Wonderful Life,
mm-hmm.
Jingle All the Way,
mm-hmm.
and The Holiday. Completely regardless of quality.
I know. It's a Wonderful Life is obviously brought up like every single year because it's like the classic holiday movie and I still haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen a single scene from it. Like I know nothing about that movie and I don't know how I've
Do you know who's in it?
No.
Jimmy Stew?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's in all the movies.
He's in all the movies?
He's in all the good ones.
Especially the 40s. It's, yeah. Let me check. It's Frank Capra. It's this whole thing on basically how capitalism's great.
I knew that. I knew there was some layers, right? I knew it was like a movie with a message.
No, what happens is that he just can't. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it. I've never seen it. Also never seen your other picks.
At a certain point, it's like he can't provide for his family and he feels that pressure.
Oh, sorry. I had a big smack.
Is that a Burger King? Burger?
Lip smackers.
The Big Smack.
Sorry.
And the Big Smack Junior. Lil Smack.
Oh, I threw you off.
No, I'm just thinking of rapper names now. yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, so, but in Jingle All the Way is literally about how,
right.
At the end of that, which who cares if I spoil it for you? Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger dresses up in a Turbo Man, which is a hot toy of the season, and actually embodies, literally puts on the suit of the toy and like provides the best Christmas, A, for being there. But then what is it wrapped in? Being there for your son.
Is he like a single dad?
No. But they're on the verge of, you know, it's not going well.
Divorce.
He's very busy. Yeah, Not really. Not really, but... Jake Lloyd, Lil Anakin. George Lucas saw him in this movie. He was in one other movie besides this and then Phantom Menace.
I'm going to look up pics. One sec.
Of Jake,
keep talking.
Of Jake Lloyd during then. Yeah, he's pretty cute. He was hired to play Lil Darth Vader based on his performance in Jingle All the Way and whatever the other movies
he's so cute.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's such a face. I mean, what are you going to do? And he plays well off... Schwartzy F. Arnie, I guess.
Oh my god, when you Google Jake Lloyd now, like I think a mugshot pops up.
We've talked about
it. I think we have, yeah.
We've talked about how depressing
it is. How sad it is.
Well, yeah, he's schizophrenic. He's got a couple DUIs, I think, on and off drugs and rehab. Look, be nice to people.
Tis the season too,
you know, be nice to someone if you haven't reached out to any of your fellows. Those are my hot pancake takes about it. So anyway, you want to do astrologies?
Yeah, I think I have a third though. It could be a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these take third place. So take that as you will. I will not pick one or the other because they're all good. And these have just come to me as well. So I'm picking on the spot. Like mm-hmm. I'll probably be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I wish I picked something else. So the first one I'd probably say is A Christmas Story because of the sheer number of times like I watched it as a kid. My dad loved it. So
did you ever watch it when it was the TBS marathon? Remember when they played it for 24 hours?
No.
That's what burned me out. I never watched that. We had it on the background for like 8 times in a row. I was like, this is...
Yeah. We would do that too. Like we would, like every day it would be on, right? Like a different channel. So we'd always put it on.
I can't watch it now.
I've seen that movie so many times. I haven't seen it in a couple of years though. Like it stopped at some point watching it. And then it just became, like a background piece. But man, like the kid who stuck his tongue on the light post... I like wanted to try it so badly because of that movie. I never did because I'm not that stupid. But
I think a lot of kids were.
Yeah, that scene, the one where he's like talking to Santa and he gets like pushed down the slide. I would need a refresher, but like I feel like I know that movie pretty well. So, not that I think it's a great movie. I've just seen it so many times. So Christmas.
I'd say it's better than Last Christmas.
Better, yeah. Oh my god, 100%. I've never seen the sequel, but my second pick might be The Last Holiday. Queen Latifah.
You know I've never seen that.
I know you haven't. I'm not going to lie. That's another one. I've probably seen it like 12 times.
It's on Netflix right now.
So good. I love Queen Latifah. What?
No, you.
Do you want to watch it tonight?
But you know who the director is?
Who?
Wayne Wang.
What else has he done?
I don't know, but he's an awesome name.
Yeah, that is awesome. If you haven't seen it, it's like really depressing. This is not a spoiler. Queen Latifah thinks
she's... Made in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Big. Queen Latifah thinks she's dying and so has a last Christmas where she like goes to this bougie resort and blows all her money and she meets a hottie patati. Oh no, the hottie patati is from her hometown, but he comes and is like...
Gerard Depardieu's in this. LL Cool J, you're saying.
Yeah. LL Cool J's the love interest. So she thinks she's dying, blows all her money, finds out... I'm not going to tell you the end. Anyway, it's really good. Third movie. Love Actually. A good movie. You don't like it. It's a good Christmas movie. I love rom-coms myself. I love a good ensemble cast movie as well. Like Love Actually. What is that? New Year's Eve. There's Valentine's Day. There's one for every holiday. I love an ensemble cast.
Which one's
cast.
Taylor Swift in?
New Year's Eve, I think. Google it. Yeah. Can you look it up?
And Robbie D, isn't he?
Oh, Robbie D's probably in more than one.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, look up New Year's Eve. Oh my God, it's today. Astrology's right.
So that might be my third. You know what? If I had to pick a third, it would be The Last Holiday.
Bobby D's in this. Yeah, good call. Bobby D's in this. I don't see Taylor Swift. She might be in Valentine's Day.
Oh, I think you're actually right.
She's in Valentine's Day. She plays Felicia.
I've never seen it either. I did see New Year's Eve in theaters though.
So Gary Marshall. Oh my God. Oh, he passed in 2016. This is the guy, you know what else he did? Princess Diaries.
Whoa. Okay.
Pretty Woman, Happy Days.
Yeah, we watched Princess Diaries a while ago and hated it.
No, I was, oh my God, Gary Marshall. Oh my God, I should know this. He also did Mother's Day in 2016.
Never seen that either. Was that his last movie?
Yeah, I think so.
My God. What a bummer.
I don't think it came out posthumously, but no, he passed away.
Do you mean posthumously?
I think you mean posthumously. He did a movie.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. He did Hocus Pocus.
Oh, it's too late to
watch
that
now. No, he didn't. Kenny Ortega did, but he might have written it.
While you're riffing, I have a poll if anyone is listening to this. So Jeremy, for the past 2 weeks, has said it's too early to watch The Holiday. Like, he needs to watch it within five days of Christmas. Do you agree? Do you not agree? I think that's ridiculous. As of December, you can watch Christmas movies.
It's just sort of a weird thing. I don't want to watch, you know, you have just a special viewing of it once a year and I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, you can't like watch it twice,
you know, I don't want to open something. It's, you know, if it's not ripe enough, it's like, yeah, it's not ripe enough. And all those movies, because they actually take place on Christmas, it's almost this thing that like, or Christmas Eve rather, you know.
So do you want to watch it on Christmas?
No, I would watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Sure, I could do that.
The Holiday has enough of a broad timeline to it that I can, because it takes place across Christmas. Jingle All the Way takes place on Christmas Eve, I think.
Right.
It's a Wonderful Life literally takes place across years, but anyhow. We went on longer.
Good picks.
We went on longer for ours than we thought we were going to. So yeah, let's go through our astrologies. Literally, let's just go through what the year is going to look like for
Jesus
us.
Jesus Christ!
And maybe for this podcast. Okay,
my turn. Obviously, I don't have the astrology of any Christmas tree, but
Aries.
Aries is, oh yeah, I know. I got to do my research, but I'm looking into why that's a thing. But there's a lot going on in December specifically. And it's like kind of nice stuff where you go, oh, this is like pretty promising given like what a year it's been. It's been a nuts year, yeah. Right? So the astrological universe over the past few weeks or so and what will be the next few weeks as well is like pretty needed. It's like going to be a nice refresher. So it kind of started off December 14th. There was a total solar eclipse in Sagittarius, which was a new moon. For both of us, because we have the same rising sign, Jeremy and I both are, our ascendant is both in Leo. When you look at whole sign houses, to quickly explain that, there's Placidus or whole sign. Whole sign means that your rising sign dictates where the first house starts. And then each sign is a house in and of itself. So you don't have any like overlapping of houses or signs. It makes it a lot easier to kind of visualize and comprehend. There is a reason for using either of them, but in this situation, I can like make our houses the exact same because we have the same rising. So when the solar eclipse happened in Sagittarius, it was occurring in our fifth house, which is of like creativity, self-expression, things like that. We talked about that a lot in the Spielberg episode. It's also sitting at the south node. So the south node is kind of about like letting things go. So the astrological analysis for both of us was that with this solar eclipse, it would kind of like confront us with a lot of like our creative endeavors. And it would kind of force us to reevaluate what we're doing in our creative life, our pursuits, and
every day I do that.
Yeah, right. And kind of just figure out which ones are worthwhile, worth pursuing, and which ones it might be time to let go of. Just prioritizing those. Depending on what house Sagittarius lies in, like it might mean a different thing for your chart, but that was just what it was for us. So I think that'll be an interesting thing going into next year. Solar eclipse just brings a lot of things into focus. Whatever sign it's occurring in, whatever house it's occurring in. This is Sagittarius for everyone. It's just your house might be different. So take a look at that. So that was the 14th. The next thing that's happening. on the 16th, we have two really major planets, Saturn and Jupiter, making moves in the sky. They are both currently in Capricorn. Saturn has been in Capricorn, I guess, for the past 2 years. Jupiter has been in Capricorn for the last year or so. Capricorn is the natural ruler of Saturn. We've talked about Saturn before. And think of the past year it's been. So Saturn is all about like rules, structures, authority, restriction in its natural house sign, rather, Saturn being in Capricorn. Think of like what a year it's been in terms of like restrictions, structure, things like that. It's been pretty nuts. It's like Saturn to the extreme. This year could be summed up by Saturn. Jupiter being in Capricorn as well kind of restricts its qualities a bit. It's the opposite. It's expansive. It's about growth and luck. And being in Capricorn obviously limits that a bit. So both of these planets are moving out of Capricorn within a couple days of each other. Saturn on the 16th moves into Aquarius. It's the age of Aquarius. I guess my mom was like, that's a song from Hair. Never seen Hair. I don't know what that means.
What's the title of the song?
It's the Age of Aquarius.
Awesome.
Right? Okay. So big thing. You've heard that expression before. The 16th, Saturn re-enters Aquarius. The 19th, which was yesterday for us, Jupiter enters Aquarius. That's big. They don't move signs very often. Like I said, Saturn every 2 years, Jupiter every year or so. So being out of Capricorn now is like sick because it's like, again, the qualities of Capricorn made it, I think, a crazy year. I'm not saying that was the cause, but the biggest, I guess, astrological day of the year will be occurring on the 21st. A couple things are happening here. The first is the solstice. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's the shortest day of the year. From the 21st on, it's like the sun will start being out for longer, it'll just lead to longer and longer days. So this is kind of the mark of like a new beginning. For astrologers, they think it's like this year, specifically because of what else is happening. It is like the official start of the new year,
yeah,
not January 1st. Also, it is the Great Conjunction.
Yes.
Where Jupiter and Saturn will be together as one in Aquarius. This is supposedly humongo, right? They're both in Capricorn for the past however many years. They're moving into a new sign together. So I guess this is a big thing because, and I don't really know how this works because astrology is still confusing to me. Saturn and Jupiter come together like this in a conjunction once every approximately 20 years. So it's not something that's frequent. You might experience it like a couple times in your life if you're lucky, 3 or 4 times. What's special about this one is for the past, so for the last 200 years or so, all of these conjunctions that happen every 20 years have been happening in a earth sign. This year, they're moving into an air sign. So it's the first time they'll meet in an air sign in 200 years. It's just like bringing about a new age. So the ideas of Aquarius versus like the ideals of Capricorn are obviously very different. Both Saturn and Jupiter being in Aquarius will just hopefully lead to a lot of like positive upward change, right? Aquarius is...
It's like the 60s again.
Yeah.
If it's hair.
It's like hair, right? So this is like hopefully a very good thing. All of this is happening on the same day. The Great Conjunction, the solstice. Yeah, it'll just be like a huge earthly shift for the way things have been progressing, hopefully away from the restrictive, crazy year we've had to something a lot more positive. And hopefully that this whole year we've had moving into Aquarius, it'll really bring about, it's not just like things will go back to normal. It'll really just bring about positive social, cultural change.
When you keep saying restrictive, all I think of is Stand and Deliver.
What's that?
The anti-lockdown song by Van Morrison and Eric Clapton.
Oh,
the 60s is back. That's their 60s. They're moving away from...
Such losers. Like, actually.
Sorry.
That sucks. Biggest astrological event of the year, the 21st. This is happening tomorrow. And I guess it's actually like also visible to the naked eye. Like, we should go outside and try to see Jupiter and Saturn together.
Can we with a little paper towel?
Probably. Tube? Yeah, yeah.
Microscope.
Because in the past, it's been, I think, too close to the sun or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm making this up, but that was more difficult to see. Now you can see it with the naked eye. So whatever signs you have in Aquarius, look at your chart. Those areas will be boosted, both the signs and the houses. So for us, I'm just talking about us here. Mm-hmm. We both will be entering the 7th house, which is where Aquarius is. So apparently we're going to have a lot of shit go down in our relationship in a good way, where it'll just be like a reevaluation, rebuilding, positive upward growth. But this year, while Jupiter and Saturn are both in our 7th house, it'll just be a very positive year for relationships, whether that's between us or between other people. So how that will affect the podcast, probably won't. That's just a personal thing.
We can't have any guests on.
Just be us forever. But okay, so that's that. The last thing of the year, we're going to have a full moon in Cancer, which there's really, I don't know, that's just supposed to be a cozy one. You're not really supposed to do anything with it other than like sit with and respect yourself and love yourself. Yeah.
When does that happen?
Like the 29th for us in Eastern time.
Okay.
So that was the day where I was like, I'm allowed to sit in bed all day and just like love myself. I'm going to play Stardew for hours on the 29th.
Hello.
Yeah. So that is the year in astrology. Now, two more things I will mention. You are entering your Saturn return, which is supposed to be like a crazy year of like, you're basically, it happens every like, you're 27. It happens every.
Spoiler alert.
It happens every like 27, 28, 29 years. It's supposed to be pretty challenging. And according to my girl, Johnny, Johnny Nicholas, it's supposed to ask you to define yourself for yourself, not for anyone else, not for society. So you're separating yourself, appreciating like what makes you you. Mm-hmm. It's just a very reflective time. And you'll be going through it for about 2 years until Saturn enters a new sign.
What a bummer.
Yeah, this it's your first Saturn return. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
First and last, I hope.
Maybe a bit tumultuous, but yeah, you don't. No, absolutely not. Every couple of years, you'll have like 3 or 4. I think 3. It's my Jupiter return, which is a bit more exciting for me personally. Because it's like, it's the opposite qualities, right?
Okay.
It's like super, hopefully it's a...
It's like growth and expansion for a little bit, right?
Yeah. It's like...
I'm having the midlife crisis.
Understand.
You are an adventure.
Right. It happens every like 12 years, but hopefully this is a year that allows me to like seize opportunity. It's a year of abundance and growth and good fortune. So
what does astrology say about how we all shed our new skin every 7 years? What does that have to do?
Oh, crap.
What is that symbolic of?
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
Dumb question.
But those are like the big things for us, like our returns. Big years of growth and change for us, I think. Okay. I won't have my Saturn return for a while, so I'll catch you when I do. But yeah, big year. Look at where Aquarius is in your chart. Look at the house that Aquarius is in and see how that'll kind of affect your year. Like I said, we have the same houses because of our rising, but it should be all about relationships. What that means for the podcast, we're going to be posting on Wednesdays. That's our big change for the year.
Have we decided? We're deciding it now, I guess.
This one's coming out on Wednesday. So I think, you know, I don't listen to podcasts on Sunday. Who does, really? Listen to it on a Wednesday.
Sundays are apparently the worst day to release a podcast. And I read that before we started releasing it. And I went anyway. Yeah. If we can discuss housekeeping, that's our big thing right there. We might be releasing on Wednesdays. It won't really change. You go to your podcast app of choice.
Mm-hmm.
It comes into your feed all the same. I think we're going to be looking at maybe some video content, definitely pushing more on social media and trying to grow the channel as much as possible. But also, you know, moon's a full moon in Cancer soon. So we're all like taking a loving and we're all just respecting ourselves and finding our own time. And this is what the holiday break is for. So you might not see us for a while, 2-3 weeks, who knows? We haven't figured out the filmmaker yet. And in terms of
we figured out the filmmaker. We're not going to tell you though.
We have. We want to do them.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm down. They had a lovely interview with one of the people we've already talked about. And I go,
nice movies. Clue.
Yeah.
Dig around, people.
Dig around. Blue's Clues. Interviews.
Blue's Clues.
With directors. Two directors.
Steve's not here for you, Blue. You got to figure this one out for yourself.
That's good.
We might look at some more filmmakers. We might just look at a film itself.
Look at musicians and actors.
That one might be decided. So anyway, this is all very vague and everything, but we're having fun with it. You're probably listening to it on 1.5 speed at this point anyway to try to get through it.
That's what I do.
And we don't even have any. Yeah. I've heard more and more people listen to their podcasts.
Oh, my God. My favorite podcast is a 2-hour episode got put out yesterday. I was like,
just take 2 hours. I can't, but I watch YouTube videos faster, 1.5 speed.
I don't do that. That's nuts.
Well, when I'm trying to learn something on Premiere or something, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Or I'm trying to get those stars in Super Mario, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's our holiday special.
I hope it was special and heartwarming.
it's cold in this room. Not really, but we're not by the Christmas tree, so we don't have the Christmas spirit with us at all. But there'll be some jingle bells here and there in this episode for sure. Some ring-a-dings. Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. It's a wonderful podcast. And do you have anything else to say? Happy holidays besides happy holidays.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy this great conjunction and all that it will bring. I feel like I rambled for a while, but it is really exciting.
Yeah, look at your signs. Look for direction. Get those resolution ideas going.
Get a book. Yeah. If you're going to make a resolution, make them now. I mean, it's the 21st tomorrow for us, but this is coming out after the 21st. So by the time, it's too late. So just make your resolutions on January 1st.
Make your resolutions from people who don't like to make or follow resolutions. All right.
Donate as many cookies a day as I do.
Donate to food banks. Give back. Love yourself and love others. And if someone comes to town thinking that they're sick and LL Cool J is around or whatever,
watch The Last Holiday. We got to cut this off. This is bad. Cut it off. End it.
Is that a quote?
End it
from
now.
The Last Holiday?
No, I'm talking to you. We got to end this.
Is that Dante Speak? I don't know what movie you're doing.
No, I'm just saying we should go now. Everyone's bored.
Okay. See everyone later. And happy holidays.